The electric vehicle world has changed a lot in the years since Rivian revealed its pickup and SUV at the LA Auto Show, with the Detroit automakers and others announcing their own new models. The competitive landscape changed again last week when Tesla finally unveiled its electric pickup. WGLT's Ryan Denham has more in this Sound Ideas preview.
The Cybertruck has a low starting price, just $39,000, and the costlier high-end versions tout over 500 miles of range. The Cybertruck's design, however, has drawn mixed reviews. It's triangular, brutalist, like something out of Blade Runner. Not exactly easy to imagine in the parking lot of a Sam's Club.
I was thinking, what is this, for real, or is this a joke?
That's Sean Mitchell, a Tesla owner turned EV watcher and journalist based in Denver. Mitchell attended Tesla's big reveal in Los Angeles.
Is this like Elon Musk playing one big joke? At any moment, he's gonna get done with talking and say, "Haha, gotcha, guys. Here's the real truck."
Mitchell was at the LA Auto Show a year ago as well, when Rivian made its big debut.
This is a lot less disruptive to Rivian than I was anticipating. I think because of how the truck looks, I'm a lot less worried about Rivian. I mean, when you just look at the specs, it is quite impressive, but Rivian's going to be able to exist just fine without Tesla eating into their existing deposit pool.
Rivian's R1T would be the first all-electric pickup on U.S. roads when it hits the market in late 2020. Hiring is ramping up at Rivian's Normal manufacturing plant, which has 190 employees now. It's expected to have as many as 1,000 by 2024. But it won't be the only electric pickup for very long. GM plans to have one for sale by fall 2021. Ford's electric F-150 could also debut in 2021. That's also when Tesla's Cybertruck is expected to go into production. Smaller players Bollinger and Atlas are also producing trucks. Electric vehicles are still a small share of overall U.S. sales, about 1 or 2%, but that's expected to grow to nearly 9% by 2026, according to Stephanie Brindley, principal analyst at IHS Market. By 2026, Brindley's firm is projecting around 1.4 million all-electric vehicles on the road, spread across 100 to 120 models.
Demand for electric pickup trucks is uncertain at best. Over time, one expects that to grow. But in these initial phases, the electric market is still pretty tiny, and it's going to take time for it to grow. So in those early parts, you're going to have these four, really, GM, Ford, Rivian, and Tesla, fighting for a really small part of the market, and they're going to need patience and capital to keep going.
This amount of competition will be somewhat new for Tesla. Brindley says most of its models have been the only electric game in town. Pickups are the most profitable corner of the U.S. auto market. That means the segment is very important for legacy automakers.
They're going to be entering where, you know, there's some serious competition, and the brand leaders are going to be there with them. So they're not going to be able to just say, "I'm the only electric here."
If Rivian and Tesla are rivals, it's a friendly competition. Rivian founder and CEO RJ Scaringe's go-to line about Tesla's Elon Musk is that he made electric cars cool. Here's Scaringe at the LA Auto Show last year.
They took the untruth that electric cars are boring and slow and flipped that and showed the world electric cars can be exciting and certainly very quick. But they're focused on a different space than we are, and you know, it's a great company. So we look at it and we view the world needs many different avenues to build vehicles. It's not just one flavor, so it needs different flavors, and that's what we're, of course, working towards.
Tesla has struggled to meet delivery targets for its sedans, and some fear the new vehicle will shift the company's attention away from the goal of more consistently meeting those targets. Rivian's strategy has been largely to stay quiet until something is ready.
I think that they are less fanboy and more legit.
That's auto industry analyst and consultant Rebecca Lindland.
We're still waiting for the Model Y. We're still waiting for the Roadster. We're still waiting for quite a few products from Tesla, and they haven't come out.
Lindland says the Cybertruck's specs have lived up to Tesla's reputation for breaking barriers. That includes the over 500 miles of range for that high-end version. It's about $69,000. But she says that polarizing design was disappointing because Tesla is known for beautiful products. She says it's just not a good-looking vehicle.
You know, certainly from a design standpoint, I think the Rivian has an advantage there.
The Cybertruck is only the latest EV to suck all the air out of the room. couple weeks ago, it was Ford unveiling its all-electric Mustang Mach-E SUV. That'll arrive in late 2020. It doesn't appear directly connected to Ford announcing earlier in the year that it was investing $500 million in Rivian and would use Rivian's skateboard platform to build a new battery-powered vehicle. It's still a mystery. Sean Mitchell, the Tesla owner from Denver, says Ford's Mach-E is one of the biggest signs yet that the landscape is transitioning, even for the traditional automakers, or OEMs.
It really is remarkable to see how much the landscape has changed, how much traditional OEMs have jumped on board with electrification, either by stating that they're going to come out with something in the future or actually showing off vehicles.
As for the controversial Cybertruck design, Mitchell says it got people talking about Tesla, which is probably what Elon Musk really wanted. I'm Ryan Denham.